Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Now, how relevant is this one? Pray on, because your God is going to work it out for your good. And that's what pretty much Pastor Moyo was talking about earlier on, that he will work it out for your good. And that song by Samantha Mundo featuring Mate Mamoremi. And it brings us to 10 minutes after 1 o'clock. I must say thanks to Nicolene Khadebe, because Pastor Moyo decided to bring back the award conversation. And she says, congratulations, Luke. We love you so much. I love you too, Nicole. Nicolene, thank you so much for that message. And Lemmy G says, amen, Jesus. Thank you, Mfundisi and Luke, for insightful teaching there. Amen. Thank you so much, Lemmy G, for tuning in as well. Welcome to the second hour of the show. And, okay, that was my phone there. But anyway, still sitting with myself, Luke Mkwedi Puti, this afternoon. I am not starting the second hour alone. That's the great news. And the great news is that I have on the phone Dr. Lardu Standard. And this afternoon we are talking about the Tshwane Economic Development Agency. In fact, they're having awards. So we're talking about the Tshwane Women in Business Awards this afternoon. Dr. Lardu, good afternoon and welcome to Heart on Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Luko. Thank you very much for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners as well.
Lovely to have you with us. I must say, it's an interesting conversation this is going to be, because we're talking about women's awards, and I'm talking to a gentleman. How interesting is that?
Well, it was only a couple of years or a couple of decades ago that you had to interview a female, right, to get a different perspective on the male-dominated
exactly.
world.
Exactly.
So I think times are changing, right, that you have to interview a male to get a male perspective on a female-led event.
Exactly. Now, I think if you can just introduce us fully to you, Dr. Lardu, so we can get to know you. I did mention that you are the CEO of the Tshwane Economic Development Agency, but also, who are you to the Tshwane in Business Women Awards?
Thanks very much. So I am the CEO of the Tshwane Economic Development Agency. We are a wholly owned municipal entity of the city of Tshwane. Mm-hmm. And our mandate is essentially to do economic development within the city of Tshwane. So we serve city of Tshwane residents and businesses alike. And our main focus area of our mandate is to promote and recruit investments into the city of Tshwane. Mm-hmm. And then to take those city of Tshwane owned businesses who are active in manufacturing and who produce other products or services, take their products to the rest of the world and get them to be more active and more prosperous and more well off. Obviously, this is from the foundation of our newly approved Tshwane Economic Revitalization Strategy, mm-hmm. which is really serious about the city growing the economy at 3.9% per year to generate 80,000 jobs, and do that through attracting between 17 and 26 billion rand of investments over the next 5 years. The Tshwane Women in Business Awards is one of our flagship events and focus areas for TIDA. We are really at TIDA, we are serious about the role that women play mm-hmm. in our economy, but also in our businesses and in our social circles and in the very fabric of our society. And although it is positioned as an awards event, it is essentially to showcase what female-led businesses in Tshwane are contributing to the economy.
Yeah.
But through the platform, we also assist them through our partnerships. And if you'll allow, I'll mention some of these partnerships. This year, we have a partnership with the Tshwane University of Technology, mm-hmm. where they are providing mentorship programs to our winners across the different categories of awards.
Okay.
And where they're assisting them for over a six-month period, right, to
wow.
Scaling and developing their businesses further. We also have some of our Tshwane-based businesses who are assisting those lucky winners with getting ready for the event, assisting them with hair packages and just making sure that they look the part. But we also have somebody like Digify Africa, which is a subsidiary of Meta Africa, and that has come on board by giving digital marketing training to the youth category of business owners that are all part of this year's cohort. So we really are trying to have an awards evening, but using that as a platform to just attract and consolidate broad sector support and industry support for these female-led businesses, because we do believe they make a huge difference in our economy, and we also believe they have huge untapped potential that, mm-hmm. if we nurture them properly and we assist them properly, can just serve to help us get to that 3.9% economic growth target.
Interesting. Now, as you're speaking, Dr. Lodu, I was just reminded that recently I had a chat with some ladies with last month having been Women's Month, and one of them was mentioning that the amount of businesses owned by women in South Africa is somewhere in the region of like 22% or so, and she was basically just saying, in the face of that, it's shocking if you think about the fact that we are a majority. We are more than men, if you think about it. Now, in light of that, how important are these such initiatives, for not just for women, but for our society, looking at issues of balance, ultimately?
It's a really interesting question and the way in which you pose it. We know and we've experienced that women-owned businesses and female-led enterprises have different challenges and approaches to being in business, right, and to generating economic activity. Because immediately that comes to mind is the element of family care, right, that most female-led businesses are still touched with. It's slightly different for the male counterparts and the male partners for those female-led businesses.
True.
We see that most of our female-led businesses, they manage to strike this balance where they are still attending to kids if they have them. They're still attending to family members. Mm. They're still attending to their social circles more so than their male counterparts.
Yeah.
And this is really important because, sometimes when you are within a company or within an entity or within a problem and you're trying to understand the processes and solutions, right? The female perspectives and insights into that very same problem or process, right, is significantly different, often quite softer than the male approach, but it gives us that balance, which I believe and which I'll continue to believe is really important for us, not only creating more economic growth, right, but a higher quality economic growth, even within the same number, where you find your female-led businesses are more prone to creating jobs, to keeping those employees in the companies and in the enterprises for longer, and where a different approach taken, where it's more about the employee wellness and what that encompasses in its entirety, how things are going at home, how things are going in the relationship, how things are going, in your sort of own academic ambitions or life progression ambitions, and we really need that as part of reshaping what our economy looks like.
Wow. Now, let's come back to the crux of our conversation this afternoon, the 20 Women in Business Awards. You did mention that it's one of your flagship events as the city of Tshwane. But tell me, is this the first of its kind, or how long has it been running now?
So this will actually be the fourth year, the fourth installment.
Wow.
So we're gonna be producing our fourth cohort of TWIBA winners, as we call them. And it's essentially, we focused on seven sectors that aligns not only with TIDA's mandate and core focus areas, but also with the city's 20 economic revitalization strategy. We opened the call for applications very broadly. We received a lot of quality applications. We've had within our ecosystem of network partners, we've had really good adjudicators coming from Old Mutual, Actom, Standard Bank, Production Technology South Africa, the Black Business Council, SARS, MatW3 as well as the DGIC, where these adjudicators, and they were all female adjudicators, sat and assisted us in going through and making sure that the process, right, is a quality one and a transparent one from a auditing and ensuring that the appropriate winners, right, that surface to the top. So I mentioned previously, this year we have partnered with TUT, and they've come on board in a big way, which we very thankful for. Last year we partnered with African Bank and Standard Bank, and they really did come on board to provide and make it worthwhile for female-led businesses to actually participate in the 20 business awards, but also the initiative, because the initiative is for us to create an ecosystem of female-led and female-owned businesses who can then serve as mentors and points of references for those newly aspiring female entrepreneurs and business owners who are just starting their companies, who are thinking of going into business for themselves, opening in different sectors, and to assist them through the process, because they've got a much better and granular idea of what it takes for a woman to make it in business and make it in this economy.
Now, I do understand, like you said, that the adjudicators have already sat down and nominations have been made. But I think I want us to speak to a female right now before, because I want to get the full details of when exactly these awards are. But there's a female right now who owns a business, perhaps, and they're wondering if this could be something for them. What's the criteria? Who are you usually looking for in selecting nominees for these awards?
So when we open the call for nominations, you as a female-led business, you can nominate yourself, but we also attach some weight to other either female-led businesses or other residents nominating you. Our categories were for this year agro-processing, agriculture and agribusiness, the manufacturing sector, then the ICT and the business process outsourcing sector, logistics and automotive, fashion and textile, tourism, and then health, wellness, and pharmaceuticals. We leave it to the adjudicators to then have criteria to say, what are they looking for in a business? Does this business show growth potential? Does the female leading the business herself, right, show those sort of indications of having an entrepreneurial mindset, being able to grow the business? Do they show a full appreciation of what's required and where they are heading? Do they have a clear vision? We also look at what the characteristics of the business are, right? So how difficult was it for them to enter into that specific sector? How many jobs are they creating? What's the potential within that? And luckily, fortunately for us, with all the really quality stakeholders that we have involved in this initiative, our adjudicators are able to quality stamp, right, the seven winners across those categories to say these are really the best manufacturing, female-led manufacturing companies in 20, or ICT companies, or logistics and automotive companies. And then we celebrate them. We have partnered very widely with the media as well. We have been running consistent campaigns over the last 2 months, including Fairly FM, TUT FM, 20 FM, yourselves, Radio Pulpit, national level. We've had airtime on Power FM. There was an IRL press release some time ago.
Wow.
We've also consistently been airing the 2024 cohort of winners across VUCA Radio in August, in Women's Month, right? To also showcase what the initiative has been worth to participants. Right? So we took those previous year's category winners, we showcased them across VUCA Radio, and it allows other female-led businesses or female-owned businesses to see, but this is what happened with that business post the awards, right? During the initiative and through those mentoring programs and other assistance, right? This is how it propelled those businesses to new levels. So we are very mindful of the impact that this initiative and program has on our businesses in 20, and we are also very mindful of the role that some of our other stakeholders, like the chambers, like the Capital City Business Chambers, the Black Business Council, GGDA from a provincial perspective, as well as the Gauteng Department of Economic Development. We are all involved, right? And they're all playing their part in order for us to make sure that, one, we share the similar vision of growing the economy in Gauteng, and hence we have to grow the economy in 20, and hence we have to really make sure that those female-owned businesses, right, are supported, to the optimum.
Yeah, sure. Now, tell us, Dr. Lodge, when exactly are these awards, and is it an open invitation or are they closed?
Unfortunately, it's an exclusive by invitation only event for the evening. It's going to be hosted on the 30th of September. We're going to be in the Menlyn Main Precinct, and it really it gives us an opportunity to achieve two things. We really focus on those on. Actually, all the applicants. So all the applicants will be participating. We'll celebrate the winners, and there are no one else that celebrates the winners more than those other applicants, right?
Wow.
Who potentially lost out to the winners, right? And this is the type of spirit and the type of leadership we're looking for, and we seek to cultivate in our businesses across 20. But it also gives us an opportunity to focus on a key area that the Executive Mayor of 20, Dr. Nasipi Moya, really impressed on us last year. She did the keynote address attending the event.
Wow.
And then she looked across the room and she said, you know what she's missing here? She's missing the girl child, the school girl child.
I got goosebumps.
And what opportunities are there for them. So this year we've made it our mission in collaboration with the Department of Education to really get those young schoolgirls into the room so that they can actually see that there are opportunities for them and that there are possibilities that they might not currently see within the environment and within their societies might not currently be shared with them, but that they can experience this and have something to aspire to.
I love what you just mentioned there. I literally got goosebumps at the thought of us normalizing, exposing our children to such opportunities, because a young girl who thinks a woman has no space in society will now see the beauty of standing tall and running a business as a woman in South Africa, not just a business, but a thriving one at it.
Exactly. You know, your point is so spot on. And I'll just give you an example from our most recent Kliba version in 2024. Mm-hmm. We had a guest speaker, Jackie Mufumadi. Now, May Mufumadi is a phenomenal business leader in her own right. Right, and she has one of the only female-owned and led panel-beating shops in 20, one of the biggest as well. And you know, when she addressed our applicants and our winners, she said the following to them that still resonates with me until this day. She said to them, never make plans for your kids to be looked at by someone else whilst you go to work. Mm-hmm. Normalize taking your kids to work so that they can see what their mother is doing and that they can understand that women also has a role to play, not only within business, but also within the economy, and that this is not something that should be thought of as strange or the exception, but it should become the norm.
Oh, man. Dr. Lodge, thank you so much for your time. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, but this was really, really an insightful conversation. And as a woman myself, I am truly inspired, maybe not to start a business, but just to start, you know, respecting and supporting those women-owned businesses as well. Whether or not I open it, God only knows. We'll see as we go.
That's great. I hope you and your listeners have been inspired and that we can count on your support as we really transform the landscape of our economy.
Most definitely. Thank you so much, Dr. Lodu. We really appreciate it and have a lovely afternoon further.
Thanks a lot, Luca. keep well. Cheers.
Well, you might remember that throughout the month of August, we made a call out to you to join hands and forces with us as we celebrated our 44th birthday as Radio Pulpit, and made an invitation for you to actually give into various communities, namely Louis Botha and Jacaranda. And added to that, internally, we also did a drive for Live Lanseria, but in particular, Ituteng, which is an after-school care center, that is. But I don't want to give it away because I got somebody with me in studio right now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, listeners.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Highly blessed and favored. Thank you so much.
Glad to have you with me in studio this afternoon. If you can just briefly introduce yourself and tell me which organization you're coming from.
My name is Prisha Nwepe. I'm representing Live Lanseria. Live Lanseria is a non-profit organization that glorifies the Lord by serving orphans and vulnerable children of our country. We are located in Lanseria, just on Pelindaba Road.
Oh, wow. Welcome, welcome in, I must say, and we're really blessed to have you. So what are you doing at Radio Pulpit today?
It is a blessing for us to come and celebrate 44th. Yeah. Yeah. Radio Pulpit is celebrating their 44th birthday. So we are part of them. They are part of us. So that's the reason we are here today.
Absolutely amazing. And like Given, by the way, I wasn't even born 44 years ago. So I'm really, really glad that we get to partake in this. And like I said, Ituteng, the after school care center, is one of the organizations, or let me say Live Lanseria in that leg, that got some donations today. What does it mean for you guys as an organization?
Oh, wow. We don't have enough ways to express our gratitude mm-hmm. for what you people have done for us. So we serve about 260 children sure. on daily basis, and most of them are from a poor background. So this is a lot for us, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for everyone who took part in this drive and campaign. We are so blessed, and I think this shows the love that Radio Pulpit has towards our children and our nation at large.
And like she said, it's all thanks to you, our listeners, as well, for coming on board with such great work and serving this vision. So thank you once again for helping us fulfill this dream.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma ku-radiopulpit.co.za.
Broadcasting faith and encouragement. Radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.